industry. There have been a considerable number of fires in recent times where vandals have set fire to oil tanks. David, good morning.
Good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well, David. If someone is indeed hell-bent on starting a fire like that, some of these atrocious fires that we've seen recently, how can any of us as householders who have oil avoid that sort of attack?
Well, I suppose, firstly, Frank, these events are relatively rare, and the key message to oil consumers has to be that oil is a very safe fuel, provided it's stored correctly. You're quite correct. The police are looking at this as an act of vandalism, and you're correct in what you say. It is very difficult to protect yourself in all those type of circumstances. We would certainly, our thoughts are with the people that have been involved and have lost buildings and other goods, etc., through this fire. We would like to see the people are caught and prosecuted, obviously, to put others away from ideas on this line. I suppose what you can do from your own point of view, that there are guidelines in the building regulations about how far an oil tank should be sited away from a fire-rated and a non-fire-rated boundary. And people can see those for themselves if they go on to offtech.org. There's easy guides there about your oil storage. And again, we would be suggesting to people when you are having your boiler serviced by the offtech technician that they make sure that they say, you know, is my tank properly sited? The oil technician will carry out a risk assessment and say, you know, yes, it is perfectly sited away from that boundary, or no, it's not. And again, people shouldn't panic if they're not the correct distances as prescribed in the building regulations, because you can put fire barriers in between. If you are concerned, you can get products that go in between your boundaries and your tank to give you extra protection.
I know in Donegal there were a spate of oil thefts, and yep, indeed people were going around just emptying oil tanks at isolated bungalows, and farmers who I would know, friends I would have there, built a little compound around their oil tank. Now, okay, that's going to cost money, but it's probably going to cost the price of one tank of oil. Well, is that something we should all be doing?
No. I think that's overreaction, Frank. The good news is, as the oil price has substantially reduced, as you well know, the oil theft actually has reduced substantially, which is good news for consumers. And again, the simple advice we give to consumers is, you know, a spotlight outside your house, neighbours being advised when you're away on holiday, all those things, anything suspicious to report to the local police. We think that local communities have certainly taken more on board about people being away and kept eyes on neighbours' houses. We're certainly seeing a vast reduction in oil tanks being siphoned off and oil stolen, which is good news.
But the idea of building something round the oil tank, would that protect you from fire?
Well, you can do, yes. You could put a compound or a concrete chamber around your tank, and certainly that'll give you fire protection. But again, I think that is too radical for the ordinary Joe Soap, Frank, if I could say that. Certainly, if you have your tank up against your house, you need to be thinking about a fire-rated boundary, or if you have it very close to a timber shed or, you know, a timber fence. There are guidelines away. You know, your tank should be 1.8 metres away from a non-fire-rated building, should be 760 millimetres away from a non-fire-rated boundary, such as a wooden boundary fence. All those details are on our website on this easy guide for oil storage. You could have a look yourself and see that you do meet these minimum fire distances. And again, I would say to people, don't panic. If you don't, you can get fire barriers. It's a type of material that can be built between the fence and the tank that would give you that fire protection. Should a fire start in that general area, it then will not reach your tank.
Okay, David, thank you very much. David Blevins from the Oil Firing Technical Association, the trade group for the oil heating industry, concerned about the growing number of fires and indeed, sadly, incredible amount of damage done and little animals killed as well, including a person who lost their pigeon loft very recently, reported on the news.